Confirmation Sunday. Confirmation Sunday? Like, why? I did some research on confirmation this week and where it came from, because they failed to cover this in my seminary courses. Because, of course, originally, when we read the stories in the Bible, the stories of baptism, those are stories of adults being baptized at the moment of conversion. First, the adults who come out to see John the Baptist in the wilderness, and then eventually the adults who are baptized into the Christian following after Jesus has gone on. The dramatic baptism of the eunuch by St. Philip out in the desert, where they miraculously find a pool of water in which the eunuch can be baptized. So baptism was happening at the moment of conversion. And then over time in Christian tradition, baptism became a process that happened after weeks of study and discipleship. Particularly, it happened after the season of Lent. Those who wanted to join the Christian community for 40 days prayed and fasted and studied with other faithful to understand what were they trying to join up with. And then after sundown, just before Easter Sunday, they were baptized and shared their first communion. And then as Christianity spread throughout the West, there were too many people to baptize. And so what happened was priests were allowed to baptize, but the bishop, who was in charge of the regional area, had to come by and confirm that the baptism had been done correctly. So then there was a space between baptism and confirmation. And then over time, as we moved into the Middle Ages, and we became deeply concerned about what does baptism mean? What is baptism for? If this is the promise of salvation, we need to take babies to it right away. If this is the promise that God has claimed this child, we need to get babies to it immediately. And of course, this was of deep concern for those who had families that survived the Black Plague and the starvation that was common in those times. Of course, we wanted to get children to the font as quickly as possible. If this was a promise of salvation, we had to do it immediately. And then, of course, we needed a later ritual in life when they had reached Christian maturity, however we choose to define Christian maturity, to say now they are affirming what has been done for them in childhood. And then we had a backlash against that, beginning just after Martin Luther, saying, no, we can't baptize babies. It's a matter of faith. It has to be done when the person reaches spiritual maturity again. And so we come to the font today, we as Christians in the year 2017, with this mix of practices and questions. Do we believe that baptism is all about salvation, and therefore we must get children to it right away to seal the promise on them before anything can happen? Do we believe that it's a matter of faith, and so we must wait until they reach spiritual maturity or internal perfection or intellectual assurance so babies can't be baptized? And even in this community, we wonder, what happens if I wasn't baptized in a Lutheran church? What happens if I was baptized Catholic? And what happens if I was never baptized? If in this long tradition that the Lutherans have held to for 500 years, that we baptize infants and we confirm middle school to adult age, what happens if I missed the boat on baptism? Do I have to get baptized in front of the whole congregation as a full adult? Is someone going to hold me over the font? All these questions get drawn into our shared faith here at the font. Not unlike the faithful crowd in Bethany in our gospel story today, carrying all of these questions, believing enough in this person of Jesus to be angry. Couldn't he who opened the eyes of the blind man have saved Lazarus from death? Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Both Mary and Martha say this phrase. It's the first words out of their mouth when they see Jesus. For 4 days, their brother has been dead, and surely that statement has been pressing on them. Jesus said he loved us and loved our brother. We sent notice to him, and he's dead. Lazarus is dead. And so just as we bring all our experiences and our questions to our font today, the faithful in Bethany bring their questions and experiences to Jesus. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And then the grief-filled statement, come and see where we have laid him. All these questions and experiences gathered together in this mourning community, these questions, frustrations, the pain and grief, the faith and hope butting up against reality. Jesus, I believe you're the resurrection, but I don't think it's going to happen now. All these questions and experiences mixed together in this community, and finally, the total shock and surprise of Jesus' words. Lazarus, come out, unbind him, and let him go. Hannah and Audrey, this is not the only day that you will claim your baptism. But more particularly, this is not the only day that your baptism will claim you. Because everyone in this room has been claimed at one time or another by the promises God offers to us. The promises of bringing our questions and our experiences to one community that can say together, we believe enough in Jesus to be angry, to have doubts, to want to know more about what it means to follow the Son of God. We affirm the faith of the church together in the Apostles' Creed today, as we do over every baptism, because this is not the only time that we claim our baptism, and it is not the only time our baptism claims us, not the only time that we are grabbed onto by those promises God offers us. The frustration that prayers will not be answered how you want. And yet God will show up to your grief and weep with you. The promise that God will surprise or even shock you. The promise that God will be big enough for our questions. Confirmation and the rite of affirmation of baptism may be about choosing to affirm what our parents or grandparents or other faithful family members did for us. It may be, but it is definitely about recognizing that in baptism, in communion, and in the faithful community around us, God has already chosen us. The sacrament we participate in baptism, is an outward sign of what God has already done, has chosen us, has chosen you. Today is less about choosing than accepting being chosen. Accepting that God will continue to show up in our lives with the messy and frustrating promises offered to Lazarus and Mary and Martha. That God will not answer prayers the way we always want them. But God will show up in our mess, in our mourning, and weep with us. That God will be big enough for our questions. And that God will always and ever surprise us. Amen.